Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. False prophets are teaching on the prophetic phenomenon for September the 23rd, but they're not using the Bible. Instead, they're using the Zodiac. That's the headline. In one moment, David James will join me to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We need to take a few moments to actually look at Revelation chapter 12. Who is the woman? Who is the child? And who or what is the dragon? And how do we determine this from the biblical text?
One of the things we need to understand is that the book of Revelation, although it's largely chronological, it's not completely chronological. When I'm teaching about the book of Revelation, I explain that it's something like a movie as John is seeing these visions. And what happens in a movie many times as you're going along, you get to a point in the story, you have a need for some background information, so there will be a flashback. Looking into the past from John's perspective, that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. The woman would be the nation of Israel, and we know that this is a nation of Israel from a couple of different perspectives. One, there are 12 stars upon her head, one for each of the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. This woman with child is the nation of Israel because later in the passage, it talks about in verse 6 that she flees into the wilderness where she has a place prepared by God, and this is after the child is caught up into heaven. We understand from the biblical text that the red dragon is Satan. We understand that very clearly if we jump ahead to Revelation chapter 20, where the dragon of old is specifically and explicitly identified as Satan. So as we always say, you have to have a proper hermeneutic, if Scripture interprets Scripture, and it's really not that difficult.
David, let's take a moment and turn our attention to the Zodiac. The teachers who believe John's vision will be fulfilled on September the 23rd, and they're not guilty of astrology. The two very much different. One, astrology, an abomination unto the Lord, and then, of course, astronomy, a science of the heavens.
Well, the Zodiac actually comes from a Greek term which actually means circle of animals. People familiar with the Zodiac signs understand that some of them are animals, and of course you have the woman, the virgin, but most of them are animals. It traces back through the Greeks, through the Babylonians, to the ancient Sumerians who, and if you remember biblical geography, the Near East where the Tower of Babel was, where Nimrod, that mighty hunter, established a one-world government and a one-world religion and oversaw the building of a tower which was part of that first religious system whose top would reach the heavens. So this goes back all the way to the first religion, and they say from the earliest times the Zodiac has been universally used to predict or reflect characteristics of personality, and that today we call it astrology. Furthermore, they use the movements of the stars to predict, and Satan, I would say, is mimicking what God does in prophecy and directing people away from the revelation of God to the creation itself. That leads to looking at the stars to try to predict future events, and that is what these guys are directly into.
David James with the biblical explanation of the so-called prophetic phenomenon. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Bible prophecy is absolute if you use the Bible, not the Zodiac. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...